It's a nice day outside the Hyde Park Maverick. Drivers are fueling up. Other customers head inside to buy a fountain drink or a candy bar or a bag of chips. But not beer. Why not? Well, that's a question Maverick is asking Hyde Park officials. The Hyde Park Maverick, like most gas stations, would like to sell beer. The problem is, there's currently no city ordinance under which Maverick can be granted a license, meaning Maverick can't sell beer. But that might soon change. A new alcohol ordinance has been proposed and is currently in the draft stages. Maverick is the lone licensee. Hyde Park Mayor Brian Cox worries that his small Cache Valley community will fall behind other cities that allow alcohol sales.
You know, if you talk long-term business, and you know, 5, 10, 15, or 20 years out the road, a lot of people say, gosh, we need a target. Well, there's no business like that, or no Lee's, or any other business is going to come into Hyde Park without having the ability to sell that.
So far, Cox hasn't heard too much pushback on the issue.
A lot of people have said that there has no impact on them. There's been several that they're pro-business, that actually the city could use the revenue. And there's also some that say they didn't even realize that they didn't sell it.
Just a few miles south of Hyde Park, the city of Nibley went through a nearly identical scenario. 4 or 5 years ago, according to Nibley Mayor Gerald Knight, Maverick built a new store in Nibley. When the issue of beer sales came up, well, it was basically a non-issue.
We didn't really honestly get that much pushback, or to even be more frank, that many comments.
Even the oft-controversial topic of Sunday beer sales failed to ruffle any feathers.
They came back and pointed out that we didn't have any exception for selling on Sunday, which was a little different than most other communities in the valley. And when they pointed that out, we went, oh, yeah, and kind of shrugged our shoulders and brought it to the council as though it might be an issue, and it wasn't, and they moved forward.
Still, Knight is reluctant to endorse alcohol sales in Hyde Park.
Well, I think that's up to their council who represents their residents, and, you know, they have that autonomy, and totally within their right to make that decision, and I don't want to weigh in one way or another.
In fact, not everyone is comfortable with the proposed alcohol ordinance. Mark Hurd is on the Hyde Park City Council, and he is opposed to the ordinance. In an email statement, Hurd says, quote, "I'd like to see Hyde Park shape its future on the already proven foundation of values being held in higher standing than more money." But at least one Hyde Park resident wouldn't mind a more convenient location to buy beer. Resident Casey Richardson says if people can't find beer in Hyde Park, they'll probably just get it somewhere else.
It's just 3-2 beer, so it doesn't really matter anyways. Yeah, of course I've been thinking about it. I mean, liquor laws in Utah are kind of ridiculous anyways. People drive to Preston or to anywhere in Idaho to get beer whenever they want to get actual beer. So, I mean, get it either way. Might as well have it down the street, up the street, around town.
A public hearing will be held on October 10th in Hyde Park to discuss the alcohol ordinance. After that, beer, albeit 3.2% beer, could be on its way to another Utah community. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ryan Cunningham.